What's up, guys? Welcome to the Simply Celeste podcast. I'm Selena, and every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I'll be coming on with a new episode. The show is all about lifestyle, mindset, and business, giving you the tools you need to live your best life. I believe that everyone deserves to live their best life, so go ahead and share, subscribe, and take notes, because the show is going to be absolutely amazing. As always, you can find me on all my social media platforms under Selena Celeste. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Now, let's get into the show. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the show. I'm so excited to have you here. And today we are having an episode featuring a very special guest. He's also a really, really good friend of mine. And I'm so excited to do this interview with him. Now, he's growing on the online space at a rapid rate. He's sharing a unique vision and inspiring story as his natural gift. He's been rated by one of the most influential names in UK personal development right now, and his debut book and life story has captured the attention of multiple New York Times best-selling authors such as Jack Canfield, and he's known as the world's number one success coach, so It's pretty good. But he's built a reputation as a thought leader, motivational speaker, pioneering thinker, philosopher, and he's established himself as a leader amongst the online conscious communities. And he was responsible for creating and approving content for almost 200,000 group followers. That's a lot. But he's overcome the challenges of autism, depression, anxiety, learning difficulties. He's suffered with addictions, and he's even beat the odds of all of this, and he's been able to prevail in life. He's been through a lot, and he's showing many others the mind-blowing truths of life and how to create this type of empowerment. So without further ado, I just want to announce this amazing guest today, Mr. Ash Cotter.
Hey, Selena.
Hey, thanks for being on the show.
What's up? No, that's fine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Really appreciate what you've been doing recently. You know, I've been obviously, you know, with podcasts and everything you've been doing. So I'm really kind of excited to connect and chat with you, you know, via the podcast.
Yeah, me too. And thanks for working with the time zones. Time zones are crazy, guys.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's actually... Sorry, go on.
No, you're all the way over in Europe, right?
All the way, yeah, in UK. So I'm like 2 hours from London. It's a place called Cardiff. You probably know London, right? England. It actually works really well for me. So what if I'm working in the day and I get home at 6 or 7, it's like midnight over here. And it's like, you guys are like 5 p.m., 6 p.m. So it's like, I could be working 1 a.m. and taking coaching calls in America, but it's like, it's only like tea time for you. So it kind of works. It gives me extra hours in a sense, because I got a lot, like 80% of my network is in America. So it works well. It's quite cool.
That's awesome. So I really want to dive in deep into what you do to help other people. And you do a lot of things. You're like all over the place. But what is the one thing you enjoy the most from what you do?
I think the one thing I enjoy the most is really like kind of showing people that they can have a better life. You know, it's like a limited perception we take on society. It's conditioned and rooted from like a young age where, like most other people we see, we grew up around, we do get conditioned to think negative and feel negative. We watch the news, right? We watch telly, and there's so much like distraction. And I think to truly be successful, and what I've learned from studying Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, and all like the philosophers over the years, even going back hundreds of years, the most successful people and the wisest people were the ones who had that positive mindset and that vision, and they just disconnected from the noise. Because I think society, especially like in the mainstream, like society, we get caught up in the rush of the day. And what I've learned, because I used to be that, I used to be pessimistic, I used to be depressed, negative. I was a drug addict when I was age 12 in school. a developed problem. So I grew up with like no education. I left school 16 and like my family's like, you know, you're never going to be anything kind of thing. I lost a lot of jobs, not because I wasn't good enough, but because I didn't kind of want to be told what to do. I always had that entrepreneurial independency where I wanted to make my own ideas. So I reached like 26. My whole like life kind of went crashing down. I went through like losing my family. My grandparents have brought me up for a big part of my life as an adult. Like, you know, like I literally lost a lot of stuff, you know. I was a gambling addict, drug addict, that kind of stuff on and off. Even though I had a lot of achievements on and off growing up, I didn't find that consistency till about age 26. It was self-taught. I've never took medication for depression, for any conditions. I cured that. I healed myself. And in the last couple of years, like we've grown a group to 40,000 people. It's going really well. So we there's a lot of people and projects that are coming off this, like retreats are going to be going worldwide. I've got my first book out in the next 8 weeks. I'm hoping to be 4 weeks, and it's promising. It's going to be a top seller almost certainly on Amazon, but it's going to be huge. There's so much content in there on so many levels. It can help any person, whether you're a millionaire, whether you're successful, whether you want success, whether you're curious. It can teach you something like that will change your perspective and help you gain more power and more clarity. So I think what I do best is show people a different way or wake people up to like there is more to life, and there is a way you can get to clarity, you can heal yourself, you can truly remove barriers and find some consistency, no matter what you've been through, no matter who you are, no matter how much success you've had, or whether you left school broke with learning difficulties, you can find something you're good at and train yourself to become good at some one thing that really connects to you. I believe every person has a fit somewhere in the world doing something. And I think everybody can find that hook. And sometimes you have to experiment and you have to do different actions and be bold and go against the noise. But if you keep trying, you're going to come across something that makes you feel good and you start doing well and you start enjoying it. And then the perseverance is more likely to last, because when you enjoy doing it, right? Like there's things I hate doing day to day. Yeah. But because I'm passionate and I really, really want that vision and I believe in myself, I'm willing to dig up the dirt. I'm willing to go through the dirt and just go, I'm going to get to where I want to go. Like Friday, I worked 21 hours straight. I was up to 7 a.m. just thinking about things and concepts and ideas. Like Thursday, I was up to 4 a.m. I worked 20 hours. Like, but for me, I couldn't sleep anyway. I was going to be up thinking about what I'm doing because I'm so passionate. And for me, It's not a chore, right? And you, everybody can find that energy where it's not a chore. You don't have to push yourself. Okay, some days you might do, but there's some, I guess with you, Selena, right? Do you feel like you love what you're doing? You wake up early because you're passionate, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anyone who wakes up 4 a.m., you were telling me you woke up 4 a.m. today. That, like, you have to be passionate. You don't just, like, wake up 4 a.m. every day and then go and do something you don't like doing because you want to pay the bills. You want to pay the bills? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of me. What I do best is help people. I'm a visionary. I'm creative. I'm on the spectrum. I don't know if you know what that means, but I share the same kind of high functioning traits as people like Einstein, Darwin, Nikola Tesla, who were all very like creative people. I studied them, and what I realized was the way my brain works and the way they speak and their thoughts and their concepts and their ideas. I felt so at home that it gave me the clarity and the trust to start trusting my own thoughts and my own ideas. And then I wrote the book off the back of realizing I've got a lot to say. And even though most people didn't get me like day to day, right? My friends, my family didn't really understand my ideas. They thought I was crazy. When I started connecting to successful people and people who were doing really well in life, like the higher it kind of got, the more people could see I make sense. Like the more wise people were, and people started to go, this guy's talking sense. Even though like, where I come from in Cardiff, people are like, you're crazy, you can't keep a job, you're not going to be successful, you haven't got an education, you need to go to university. I was like, but I see the world in a different way, and I know solutions to problems, and this is what I kind of give people. But not only that, I know how to innovate and find solutions in like a product or a service. I worked in business development for like 10 years, and I turned down a chance to go to Dubai for 120,000 a year, which is good money in the UK. That's like nearly 200K in USD or 170. So I turned that down tax-free. I could have lived a life, and I went broke. I went broke to build my projects and my book. I literally, you know, I didn't know where my next meal was coming from, but I knew I would be successful, and I know I will be a millionaire over the next 10 years. And that's not the focus. It's not the focus, but that's the belief and the knowing is intuition. And I believe you have an intuition, right? If you feel it and you follow that vision, I believe it connects. I believe, like Steve Jobs used to say, you join the dots as you, and you just need to trust that that feeling of intuition, everything's going to align for you as the dots connect, as you persevere on that path. And it's strange. It's like the universe is a strange thing, because it does align once you believe and you keep persevering. Mm-hmm. So that's just my take on it. But
you definitely have to be in alignment with yourself, and you definitely have to be in tune with yourself, because if you are somehow, you know, not in tune with your true self, and you can't hear that inner voice guiding you, you're kind of going to be fumbling around. But there also, there's also like an aspect of it where you have to just like love and trust yourself and know that, you know, you're going to lead yourself in the right direction. Like once you trust in yourself, and like, cause there's like those people who trust other people to tell them where to go. And then there are those people that are like, I'm going to go where I need to go. And those are the people who are self-motivated. Those are the people who have self-love, the most self-assurance and trust in themselves. And they just go where they want to go. They don't let other people tell them. And that's kind of like why, like I was like shaking my head so much when you were talking, like, yes, yes, because
you know, like, it, you've been there, you've done it.
Out of the matrix, you know, just like off like that conditioned programmed path that society gives you and just going down your own path.
And it's a crazy feeling, right, isn't it? Because like at first you kind of, you're not sure if it's real. And then all of a sudden you get more clarity, and the more you do it, like, oh my God, it is real. There is like a higher power, there is attraction, and everything's like aligning. I didn't believe it at first, but the more the days go by and the more things keep aligning and connecting, and like the more you feel that positive energy and alignment in your life, the more things just seem to go to flow. And it's like, wow, like, you know, and when you don't see it, when you are thinking limited and you haven't had that experience, you just can't grasp. It's like we're conditioned not to believe anything unless we see it. And when we say, I'll believe it when I see it, right, there's certain things in life you just can't see, and you have to trust. And I think the key to understanding like science and the universe on a bigger level is we need to get comfortable believing what we can't see before, and then logically connecting patterns. And this is what Napoleon Hill did. He proved law of attraction is real by going and studying like 1,000 successful people and seeing the one thing that every successful person has is they have like an intuition, a higher power, a sense of like this understanding. And there's a guy called Walter Russell who was like, they called him Man of the Century, the modern day Leonardo da Vinci. And he discovered like the secrets to the universe. He tapped into the universe. And what he believed is every single successful person who's highly, highly successful, like rags to riches, and they've completely transformed, they have that key. They have that awareness of how to master their life. And it's connected to like this universal kind of energy and higher power. Whatever you want to call it, whether you just want to call it being, you know, conditioning your mind to be, there's so many, everyone has their own perception, but it just shows that there is a pattern in successful people and wise people who are, you know, peace of mind, fulfilled in themselves, that they kind of crack this code and awareness of having a key to life. And
it
I think
a code, it really
is.
And like the cool thing about it is like, once you realize that there's this physical world and then there's a different world you can't even see that is aligned with this physical world, you know, metaphysics and quantum physics that pretty much make up the laws of the universe. And I'm like going down a rabbit hole here.
I love that. You know about this, right? So you know about metaphysics and quantum physics, which is cool because not a lot of people do.
It changed my life. And I discovered it when I went, okay, so like I was like 19, 20, and I had like what I'd like to call a quarter life crisis. Because I was only like 20, but I had so many questions, and I had always been like really into science and stuff, but I just happened to come across the pyramids of Giza.
Wow.
And they just like completely fascinated me. And next thing I know, I'm researching all of these ancient civilizations. And then I found out that all of these ancient people knew how the universe worked. They understood like the sacred geometry. They understood like the mathematics of the world. They understood how to build these amazing structures, and they put all of these amazing like geometrical patterns in there. They had advanced mathematical skills because they knew there was universe.
Wow. I'm impressed with you. I'm impressed you know that, because like, I'm like, it's like I try telling people this and they're like, what are you talking about? But if you study Pythagoras, right, he was ancient Greece. He was a philosopher. He was the one who connected like divinity, numbers to divinity in the universe. And he believed that he could channel like other beings, all other stars. And he said there's a planet called Andromeda. And he'd been speaking to people from there who were giving him information. It sounds crazy, but when you think the power of the universe beyond what we don't see, and he traveled to ancient Egypt to learn his knowledge from them, and they learned their knowledge from the ancients of Egypt, who were even more, you know, more intelligent than them. So the further back you go in history, like to ancient Egypt, the more wise they were, the more they knew.
Smart.
Yeah.
So like looking at the pyramids just like really solidified that for me, because like, they're perfectly aligned with like the stars in Orion's belt. They're like
they're
eight-sided. They're earthquake proof. The stones are cut like perfectly to fit within one another. Stuff that modern day technology would have a hard time, just like the way they built it, and just like the exact measurements inside the chambers. Like they were extremely advanced, and they were.
And do you know how they knew? Because like they had a connection to the universe. It's like an internal sense. When you learn yourself, when you build a relationship with yourself, connected to the universe, and you discover your purpose and that intuition, and this is like where the wisdom comes from. It's like an internal part of you knows. It's like downloads come to you, thoughts, ideas. And the better you build that relationship, it's like for me, people think like some people get it, some people don't. But I've taught people how to do this, and people have seen it. I've been connected to ones and sevens my whole life, and they've been kind of guiding me on this path. And the more like I align, the more the signs come up. And I've got some pictures that I can show you or anyone listening that will blow your minds, of just how things have connected while I've been writing the book, and how it's all aligned to everything I've done. There's literally about 100 different times it's happened. And it's just been like, and this is what Pythagoras used to say about, the numbers have got a way of showing man his purpose, or taking him down the path of meaning. You know, there's like a deity to humans. This is what another guy, Saint Augustine of Hippo, said, who was again a very, very smart philosopher. He used to talk about his connection, and numbers were the most potent form of wisdom in existence. It's like numbers are the universal language. Like they can, they've got a way of guiding you. There's a lot to numbers that we yet to learn, and they used to know this. The ancients obviously had that connection. So when you look at Egypt and you look at kind of what they've done, and just throughout history, how we've gone forwards, and in the last 2,000 years, we've kind of lost that awareness, and I think we've gone backwards slightly in some ways. Yeah. And what I've started doing, like you say, Selena, in my book, is I've looked at all the ancient philosophers like Socrates and Pythagoras, and we look at like people even further back, or Nikola Tesla is huge.
Awesome.
What he knows about the universe, not just his inventions, making electric and the radio, but what he actually knows about the universe is so advanced that people thought he was crazy, but he was just so ahead of the times. Like he created a device that could match frequency and make you experience bliss. Like it's only like in a room, but this device, and like it's said that he had like hundreds of inventions or patents that never got released. They got like, I don't know what happened to them, but he wasn't just like the electricity. There's conspiracy that says he had blueprints for these UFOs we've seen, the sightings, and he's responsible for different kind of crafts. But I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole because I don't know. I've researched it. I don't know if it's true or not, but it wouldn't surprise me if he was capable of that kind of thing, because he was just a genius.
You know, Nikola is so smart, and he's the one who said if you want to understand the universe, you have to think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, which is the basic. Yeah. That's how everything is connected, and that's how everything communicates with each other. And like even going back to like, you know, understanding like frequencies and how they play a part in, you know, how things are connected and how things become attracted to each other. Like that's the basis of law of attraction.
It's
like,
totally.
Those are physical things that go out into the physical universe. So your vibes literally attract things to you, because that's how physics works, you know?
Totally. Yeah. So this is it, right? He knows physics. And this is where kind of I call myself like I'm a conscious pioneer. I'm in the process of building Conscious Revolution Academy, which is pioneering like a consciousness. I'm trying to develop people and discover talent across the world. I found some amazing people with so much potential. I'm not looking for millionaires and huge speakers. I'm looking to find people who I believe have got a message and a capacity to grow. And I want to like take this worldwide. You know, I'm looking for a team of maybe 12 people and with different stories. Some people know spirituality or shamanism. Some people know the universe. Some people know physics, and just blowing people's minds about, because I believe physics, religion, the universe, and everything connects. And I believe it's all one. Like people say, oh, I believe in science or I believe in religion. No, I believe in spirituality, but actually, all of them combined.
Like, yeah, it's not black and white.
Yeah, okay. This all combined as one. Like Stephen Hawking, if the Big Bang happened, right, so all the elements of the universe were kind of in that one source and it expanded over an infinite time and space. So then creation kind of created itself and consciousness came, but also physical beings came. And there is an ascension process. We do reincarnate, like we are like an infinite source of energy. And that's why we have this relationship to intuition and like spirit. Mm-hmm. I know mediums, I've experienced medium powers, what they can do, what with my life, like people have reached out to me and just told me things, and they've had thousands of clients who've all had accurate kind of readings. And it's like, you have to eliminate coincidence and say, these people have got a connection and they're able to do something like crazy, you know, to be able to do that, because they're helping people, they're guiding people, they're telling people past life relatives, they're channeling from source. And it's like I'll give you an example. There's a woman called Dolores Cannon. You might not have heard of her, you might have, it depends where you've been studying, but she had 17 books out and she had maybe thousands of clients, maybe 5,000, 10,000 clients over 45 years, right? And she used to do regression therapy and she used to channel their past lives and heal them. And by doing that, she could heal her clients and her success rate was like nearly 100%. Every single person was like, wow, she's helped me so much. And wow, how is she doing this? How is she doing that? Like, you've got to look at the statistics and eliminate coincidence when there's that many cases. And she also claims she could channel universally, you know, like other kind of sources, which is just like mind blowing. But I'm a man like of science, you know, I don't like to be mystical and believe crazy stuff unless I can see a logic or a pattern in it. So
yes, exactly.
When you see the pattern and the logic, you have to kind of eliminate coincidence. And if I can eliminate a coincidence from seeing a pattern, then I know I'm kind of close to truth or logic. And this is what I kind of make my decisions on. And then I try to recreate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So sorry for elaborating and going off on a tangent, but I'm just trying to emphasize.
No, I love all this stuff.
Just trying to emphasize the deeper you look, like if you have problems with law of attraction, if you have problems with believing you have a life purpose or a destiny or a higher calling that's trying to connect to you through your consciousness, then it is 100% real, right? And once you can see the science, there's a science to it, you can just remove the barriers and then you can trust in it. And then you can start studying that information without being skeptical. And that's key, yeah, because if you don't fully believe, you will reject it. You're conditioned to reject anything you're not comfortable with. So mm-hmm. to get comfortable, you need to see a science. A lot of people need that. I need to see a pattern before I believe it kind of thing. So we go back to that. So I guess what I'm saying is anyone listening who perhaps has had issues with the universe or spirituality or believing in God, consciousness, like it's kind of all one and the same. So it's not science or God. Don't be confused. Just know the universe is kind of one source that's flowing, you know, simultaneously. Yeah. And then you can have clarity. Yeah.
Of understanding the universe and the part that it plays in their life, you know, but it has to be true to you. You know, you have to find your own just like understanding of it through your own eyes. And that's like where your truth comes in, you know?
Your own perception. Yeah.
It's yours. And like when I found all this stuff out, I literally cried because like something in my heart, it just felt so overwhelmingly just powerful. Like
truth, powerful.
I felt like I remembered something I had forgotten long, long ago.
And
that was like such a crazy moment in my life.
Do you know, do you know what? I run our group that we've created. We've got like 40,000 members, but it's a spiritual group. And like the ethos of most spiritual people, because like, you know, I speak to thousands of people, see hundreds of posts every day. And the ethos is that we're not like learning, we're remembering what we were or who we are. So it's regaining that consciousness, because we are like part of the source of like the atoms are in us, the energies in us, and somehow it's conscious, and we can remember history in ourselves. So whether you call it reincarnation or the particles that are the non-visible parts of us have been elsewhere, experiencing different realities or whatever, there's somehow we can kind of feel and sense a knowingness to the universe on a deeper level, if you get what I mean. Yeah, so like when you cried, when you found out that truth was overwhelming, it's because something in your body signaled that you had remembered something, or it resonated deeply to the essence of yourself, you know, inside of you. So it's about like having that personal relationship with the universe within yourself. It's like a golden thread that connects yourself to everything in life, you know, throughout the world, to the universe, to the cosmos, the stars. We're all kind of, we all go on a journey, right? In a sense. So if you get, you know, that's just how it's been for me. And that's where I've got my clarity. And now I see clarity. I always know if I'm going to, how to make the right decision. It may be obstacles, but it's like choosing to drive to London on the highway or across America. I know which direction I'm going, and I can see the signs as I go that way. There may be obstacles, or I may break down, but I know I'm going to get to that destination as long as I keep seeing the signs and I'm aligned to that direction. And I think
I get a lot of synchronicities too. I get a lot of repeating numbers on clocks, on license plates.
Well, yeah, same here.
Like a bunch of other stuff, animals too. I get a lot of animal guides as well. And
that's awesome.
That's how I just know, like, nothing else like coincidence. Now I know, like, everything has a purpose. Everything has an intention, a message behind it.
Is that since you've connected to like your path now, like the passion and the purpose, or has it been your whole life? Have you noticed this since you began knowing what you're supposed to be doing and taking action?
Yeah.
Or has it been,
Yeah, it was kind of when I discovered that truth. I discovered like who we are. Humans and like our place in the universe, and then I started studying metaphysics, and I started studying physics as well, and I went deeper into the rabbit hole, and then I started seeing repeating numbers everywhere, and I started going down the path of like, you know, my role as a human in the universe, and I just started digging deeper, and I found out what that meant, and then I started seeing animals. Like one day there's a praying mantis literally just like chilling on my windshield of my car, and I'm like,
wow.
I've never seen a praying mantis before in my life.
Yeah.
And it's
that's
just
powerful.
Like chilling here on my car. And I was like, this is a sign, you know, this is a message. And I've become like, so like when I first saw it, it just felt like, hey, I had like there was some more meaning to it. And I was like, I need to figure out what this means.
Yeah. And I get that as well. It's like, it's connected to like a feeling, like a knowing. And I think anything that makes you feel funny or connects a ring to your intuition, and the more you listen to that, the more it develops. But like animals, feathers, people, like you might see someone who looks familiar. Like when my grandpa died, who brought me up for a lot of my life after age 16, when I was up and down, like he was always there, you know. But I used to see him, like people who always the spit of him, like a lot. And really? It was like he was saying he's really there. I was like, hang on, like that's the spit of him. He's wearing the same hat, the same coat, the same walking stick. And it's like, it's just reminding me. And it's just like kind of as the universe is saying, you know, there's still a source, there's still an energy there. And it's the synchronicity kind of, it's just got a way of aligning things at the right time, be it numbers, be it people, be it circumstances. Like Selena, I bet like you've gone certain places on this journey up to now. Right time, right place, right moments, or the right opportunities just caught your eye, and it's exactly what you needed to develop this podcast and develop your action plan. And you've been like, oh my God, that's what I need, that action or this opportunity or this platform, and it's just come to you in a way that out of nowhere.
If
you get what I mean.
And like it's so funny because this podcast was like a total accident. Like I had never been interested in podcasting. I enjoyed listening to them, but you know, one day my friend Sen just randomly was like, hey, I have a live podcast, do you want to come on and talk about personal growth? And I was like, I don't know, sure. So I came on and I was talking, and I just like got this really like cool feeling. I was like, man, share my truth. Like, because I'd always been kind of like inside of me, but I never shared it with people because I don't think I was really connected with like the people that I'm connected now. I was connected with people who, if I talked about stuff like that, it wouldn't be, they'd be like, oh, cool, you know? So,
yeah,
so it was the first time I really opened up, and I was like, this is awesome. And then, like, a month later, I was like, I want to start a live podcast. Just like, and then I had a really hard time at first, but through the struggle, I found like this strange feeling of like every time I got behind this microphone and talked about my truth, I just felt so fulfilled. And then it became a passion. And here we are today.
Exactly. And I can tell, I bet you within the next year, 2 years, like from doing this podcast, you're going to meet someone unique or somebody like just phenomenal who becomes part or opens a door for you. So, because from doing this podcast, either someone's going to see you, someone's going to come on your show, or you're going to end up like collaborating and they'll take you to a new level or a new path. And that's kind of how, you know, it may be not, but I mean, in my experience, the more you connect and start doing something, it's just like that leads to the next right time, right place, right moment that leads to the next phase of like this purpose unfolding for you as you kind of grow and develop into more.
Yeah.
If you get what I mean. Like for me, that's kind of how the more I've gone in this direction. Like I went to an event, and this is quite powerful, but we're talking about speaking. Yeah, well, I wanted to become a speaker and going into helping people, coaching. So I turned up at this event. I wasn't going to go, but my book dropped on the floor. It was called Thick Face Black Heart. It's by Chinning Chu. I can't pronounce that name right because I haven't got the saying. It might be wrong, but she was an Asian author, very, very successful. Now, that book opened up on a certain page, like number 236 or something like that. And I literally turned that quote and looked at that quote and it said, endure the circumstances and pursue your purpose. So I went to the event that morning, even though I couldn't go in the afternoon because I had plans. So I just went for the morning for 3 hours. I ended up speaking in front of all these business owners, called up randomly. And I literally front to the front and they had to tell, like, and the guy says, so who are you? Why are you here? And telling me about yourself. Which was, his name's Warren. He's on my Facebook, Warren Inspire Ryan. But like, yeah, I just spoke, and from there I made connections. People reached out to me, and one of them's become one of my best friends. Another one I've kind of gone on to collaborate with in some ways. And, you know, it's just, if I didn't go, none of that would have happened. But from that book, falling on the floor, and on my ticket, I told you about the ones and sevens. My ticket was like, I had the ones and sevens on the prints, on the code, and it was like, I should go to this. And then Louise, who also sees all these ones and sevens all the time, she's sending me pictures every day. She's saying, isn't this crazy? Every time since I've connected to my path, my purpose, I'm seeing all these synchronicities. And she also had ones and sevens on a ticket, and she purchased it, that ticket at 17:17, you know, on 24-hour clock. And we got proof. So we got pictures to back that up. It's not just made up. It's like, wow, you can call it coincidence, or you can say there's like numeric synchronicity working across this path. And as I've wrote my book over the last 2 years or 2.5 years, This has been aligned by signs, synchronicities, feelings, but it's just the prompt at the time when you're going to give up, or the time when you're going to go a different direction. It's like the universe goes, here's a sign for you. Like I could have chose to ignore that if I didn't believe it, and none of that would have happened. But because I believed it, I took the action, and that's just led to me making these connections and going down a different path with the right people I needed to kind of develop a network. Like obviously they got mutual friends, and from meeting people at that event, I've met the right people I needed to kind of you know, develop what I want to develop, and some of them will be like working with me potentially in the future on this academy, you know. That's mm-hmm. just the way it goes, the way it works. And yeah, back to what you were saying, but I mean just to emphasize the power of signs and intuition and things happening.
And it's happened so much in like me going into my business and entrepreneurship. Like it's so much more powerful actually when you have like your own thing that you're building, and then you get that intuition and that sense to go a certain direction.
Yeah.
And it helps so, so much. Like it just, you know what to do next, you know what to create next, you know, and I can like tap back into yourself, and then, you know, you have a new idea or a new vision for something.
Yeah.
And you execute. It just helps you in so many ways, just being in tune with yourself. And that's so, like, I preach that all the time. Like, if there is one thing that I stand behind, it's like self-truth. Just finding your own path, your own truth, your own voice, and just making that so big to where, you know, you can just fully embrace who you are in your journey in and of itself and go down your own path, your own way, and just like separate from the matrix completely, you know,
totally
steer you in a bunch of different directions. But if you're listening to your higher self, your true inner self, and you know what path you need to go down, whether or not you know like exactly where the path is going or not, but you know, like, I'm going to go down my own path, you're going to be steered in such a beautiful direction of like the truth of your life. And so many things come about from that.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
It takes courage.
And I mean, like, it does, because we're too busy trying to be somebody else most of the time. Like, most of us are like looking at like the TV, that what's in, what people are doing is cool, what my friends are doing, what courses they're taking. And you kind of just want to, we make decisions based on what everyone else is saying and doing, rather than going into ourselves. Like, I'm not an introvert as such, but I'm very kind of my own person, and I've never been inclined to need to fit in or be like, if people don't like me, they don't like me, it doesn't bother me, I'll just find my tribe, people who want to know me. So I've never been inclined to go, I want to be popular, I want to be in this clique. So I've started doing my own thing, and since I've done that, I just feel like high on life, high on energy. Right? I just wake up and I'm like, whoa, you know, and I can't sleep at night. It's like I'm possessed, like, but in a positive way. Yeah. Like from like this conscious energy or this spark of divine source or something is just like guiding me, and I can feel it. And it shows you the answers. It shows you the ideas. It gives you the connected steps. If you become aware of that, and the more you practice and you be bold with it and you trust it, you begin to learn it better. And the better you get at it, the more you can navigate your own life path or destiny, whatever you want to call it, soul purpose, life purpose. And I think it's definitely connected by a higher conscious power.
Yes. But, yes. Tapping into that is so powerful. And you know,
I'm really, really impressed by you. I didn't realize that you were kind of on that conscious level of, you know, obviously anyone who finds out their purpose has an element of law of attraction. They know what they're doing, but you've impressed me with like your knowledge of like ancient Egypt and the geometry, and it's like kind of blown me away, to be honest. Plus, you're like, are you 20? You're early 20s now, right?
20, yeah, I'll 20. Be 24 in 2 months.
Awesome. So, you know, at 24, I was like going out to clubs every day, every weekend, and just like, I don't know, just like spending all my money on stupid things, clothes, and going out, you know, just blowing it. I wasn't even thinking about business. So it's refreshing to see, like, to be from age 20, so committed to personal development. And I think this is what would inspire a change in the world. If people knew this, what we preach today, what you're saying and what you've done and what I've done, from a young age, this relationship, then they would be so much more powerful and self-serving, in the sense that they could serve themselves, but also serve other people to be happy in life, to be fulfilled, to be self-aware of their problems. And it develops emotional intelligence by being consciously aware, because you can better handle those emotions. Because when adversity knocks, you know, and something bad happens, I don't know if you're the same, but I'm so in love with my purpose and my mission that, like, I don't care if I lose money or something goes wrong. As long as I got a roof over my head and I can keep working on my goals, I'm happy. Yeah. Whether I've got a billion in the bank or zero, as long as I can eat and I can stay alive and I can stay healthy, I can work on this. I'm happy, because I know I will be successful.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have that. You have that trust in yourself, like, no matter if I lose everything, I have everything up here. Like, I'm pointing to my head right now. I have everything
totally
to rebuild again, you know?
And yeah, that's it.
I am so grateful that I have, you know, studied ancient civilization, and it's brought me here to my understanding of myself and my purpose and my
truth.
You know, I'm not very open about it, because it's very woo-woo, and a lot of people are...
Yeah, no.
You know, what are you talking about? Like, didn't you see the new episode of Rick and Morty last night? I'm like, dude, did you see like the stars last night? I'm just weird, but I just like understand the world in a different way. And then like,
she's like, did you watch TV last night and that show? And it's like, it just bores me. Like if I went back to work in a business, like an office, sales office, it's like, did you watch the football? And it's like, wow, I've been doing this like 30 years. I just can't do it no more. I can't do it.
And there's like so much amazing stuff in the world. Like, that stuff doesn't even like interest me anymore. And it's not that I'm interested or not interested. I think like TV is cool. Yeah. Movies are cool, but I'd much whether it be like climbing a mountain or like learning something new about space, or you know, I find different interests in the world, and I
totally
I look at it at a different perspective, you know. But
that's awesome. That's awesome. And you know, right now it's like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was going to say what you were saying about it being woo woo. The reason I've started being open about this is because I believe that to develop consciousness and our relationship to self is so crucial in the world, because so many people, 85% of people don't like their jobs. They go to work on Monday, they're unhappy, they're unfulfilled, they're disconnected from that spark that really gives them the fulfillment and the energy they need. They eat and food that makes them ill. They eat food that is bad for their health. Like, they don't hydrate themselves. We're smoking fags, we're on drugs, we're on prescription drugs. There's a epidemic in the UK because people are like on so many drugs, prescriptions for like antidepressants, for like anxiety, depression, mental health, illness. And illness comes from your mindset and your lack of positivity and not being active. And if we were conscious and emotionally intelligent, we would not be thinking negative or conditioned in the way we are as a society to think bad. And those seeds do affect the body and the mind and what you manifest. And I think it's important we get people to wake up. And if we can do that, people will change their life. And this is why I preach it, because I know I can prove the science. I know I can prove there's a science to numerology. I can prove there's a science to like destiny, align into that spark of source. And when people can see that there is a truth that's evident to see non-visibly through connectivity and pattern, then they will believe it and they'll go all in 100% and they'll stop rejecting it. And that's when the world will change. But you just need to get enough exposure, which is going to take a long time. It might take a decade or even 2 decades, but that's my purpose. That's what I want to do and achieve. I want to make a contribution. Like Napoleon Hill brought law of attraction to the world. I want to bring conscious revolution in terms of your relationship in the universe. So we are universal beings, you know, and I truly, truly believe and feel it because I know it myself. And I've been through that complete transition with so many problems, from anxiety to autism, to being like a drug addict, being poor, having no education, losing 80 jobs. I've gone through all of that. Nobody believed in me. My family didn't believe in me. My partner didn't believe in me. My friends didn't believe in me. I had to do it all alone. And I did it, you know, and I just completely, it just shows what's possible. Even with like these learning difficulties in school, I developed myself in a unique way that suited me. I had to create my own way of learning. Like the things like you, like looking at, you know, going back, when you go backwards, like you've done, most people are too ignorant to look at the past because they believe what's in now, current time, is what's important. And we were stupid back then, or we weren't smart back then, or it's been done.
Yeah.
But we need to go back. Yeah, go on, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. But, you know, just like a quick input before the end of the show here, but I was in college at one point this year, and I realized that it wasn't the path for me, but I didn't know what my path was. So I meditated and I went all the way back to when I was a little girl, you know, before anyone told me who I should and shouldn't be. And I was always really creative as a kid, you know, and there I traced this memory that I had never even thought about, but I made these bracelets. My mom had gotten me a bracelet set, and they had beads on in the pack and like little strings to make bracelets. And I made them and I wore it to school one day. And like one of my classmates was like, "That bracelet is so cool. Like, where'd you buy it?" And I was like, "No, I made this." And they were like, "No, you didn't make this." And like, no one believed me. And so I went back home and I was just like making my bracelets. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make bracelets, but I'm going to sell them to my classmates since they think they're
so
cool. And I was like 8 years old. And then I went home, I made a bunch of bracelets, and I went back to school and I sold them to my classmates for 25 cents a bracelet. And I got in trouble. But me retracing that memory, I realized, I was like, I'm a creator. And I've been a creator since I was a little
girl. Since you were a kid.
This is my purpose. Wow. And I dropped out of school. I dropped out of college. And I went full force with this podcast.
Yeah, but, and that's like what loads of entrepreneurs have done.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, it shows like from 8 years old to do that is amazing. And it's funny because, you know, like you remember when you were 8, you made the bracelets and did that. Well, like, it wasn't until recently I looked back at school, and when I was doing RE in school, I used to study religion in class, and I'd see like I'd have my own philosophy on it. I'd be like, no, I believe it's a cycle. There's a universal cycle. Everything's infinite, and like it goes round and comes back. And I was saying that in RE, and then I didn't study RE because I dropped out of school, so I had to come back and do the exam before I left school. I didn't know any of the answers, so I just made up my own answers, and I got like an A or like an A minus in my RE result, which was like my best paper. Just literally making up my own philosophy on like on universe and world and religion, and I was like, whoa. So it just showed that like even like as a kid, I had these ideas about life in a different way that I didn't realize until finding out I was on the spectrum and studying Einstein and Charles Darwin and Isaac Newton and people like that who, you know, seeing the world in a different way. Like, yeah. I think if you're on a creative spectrum, like yourself, you're entrepreneurial back from a young age, like you have these traits and these thoughts that are just a little bit different to everyday. But yeah, I mean, at the same time, it's refreshing to see that you from such a young age have done that. And I mean, I'm excited for you. I've enjoyed this conversation. I'm really, really excited to see where you're going to be in 5 years time when you're my age, or perhaps, you know, at 30. But
this conversation, like, I wasn't even like planning to go there, but we're definitely going to have you back on the show, and we're nearing the end of the show. And I just want to wrap it up with like one question that I always ask all my guests, and you kind of touched on it earlier, but what is the legacy you want to leave behind on this world?
What is the legacy I want to leave behind?
Yeah.
So, I mean, from what I do is I'm a leader that I don't want to be special. I don't want to be known to be, I want to lead people and I want to make people successful, even if they exceed me. I want to set the bar mark for people to come and overtake me. And I want to set a foundation and a canvas of ideas and content and concepts about the universe and life that people can look at. And if I get 80% of that right, and people reinvent the other 20%, but it helps them and it helps the world, I'll be happy. But I want to be remembered in my local library. I want, like, my name, my picture to be on the wall. I want to be that successful. And I believe I will be. I believe within 20 years, I'll be known. I've dreamt about meeting, like, the Prime Minister over in the UK, which was really strange, but it felt real. And I've dreamt about being at events, talking to, like, multi-millionaires, you know, like leaders of huge companies, corporations. And I just feel like I'm seeing glimpses of what's going to come in the next 10 years or 20 years, like in my life. And I've had psychics and mediums say things to me like, you're going to be famous, you're going to be known around the world with your writing and your ideas. And it's like, it's overwhelming because it's not happened yet. But I know Nikola Tesla used to have visions from age 12. So my legacy is to be remembered and to help my kids, because I know that the world is changing. In the next 100 years, if we don't change consciously in our emotional intelligence, how we respond to adversity, how we treat ourselves, how we serve the world in a non-selfish way, we need to make some sacrifices. And the quicker we can do that, the more catastrophe we can prevent from happening by making these changes and being consciously aware of our actions and our energy, right, and what we're putting out into the world. So I just want to spark and pioneer a conscious seed in someone's mind from a young age where they can look at things differently. Like, and I want to help people like me who are introverted, because the genius spectrum, the real smart kids are the ones who are shy and get lost in the system. It's the alpha males, like President Trump, who's a nice guy, but he's very confident. He's not the smartest man in the world, but he's good with what he does and he dominates and he's money hungry. Now, these people are good at money, but they're not good at wisdom. They're not good at understanding the universe and consciousness. And I think we need wise people to help world leaders change the direction that we're going. Because if we raise consciousness on a world level, we'll completely change the world. And that's what we need. We need people to realize and see the truth and begin to connect that science that lets them be open to consciousness and deeper things. And I think if you get that connection, if every single person can connect that spark of fulfillment in their life, we won't have any more wars. We won't have as much hate. We won't have as much conflict. There'll be more unity as a planet. And I think we need to just know we are all one and we all come from the same source. So.
That's so amazing. And the world really needs that. It really does. And I'm so happy that
totally
you're taking on the responsibility of spreading that truth and that knowledge. And
I mean, if you look around the world, how many problems there are. I'm not a negative person, but anyone can see there's a lot of society deep-rooted issues that kind of need improvement or they could be improved. So that's just the emphasis. I can't sleep at night knowing that I have this kind of knowledge and solution awareness of I could perhaps make a difference or at least try. And if I can try, then I can die happy regardless what happens. So
yes. And guys, if you want to check out more about Ash and what he's doing, I'm going to leave all the links to his pages, his social media handles, into the show notes and the description of this podcast below, so you can check him out, see what he's doing. He's doing a lot of amazing things. And Ash, I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show and having this amazing conversation.
Selena, it's been amazing. Sorry for diverting the conversation. We kind of got deep. I wasn't expecting it to kind of go that direction, but
I think
it's been interesting. It's different. Yeah. You know, people are going to have it. Yeah. So cool. But I'd love to come back. And so hopefully I'll speak to you soon.
You just finished listening to a brand new episode of the Simply Celeste podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And as always, you can find me on social media at Selena Celeste or Simply Celeste Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. And as always, I'll see you guys later for another episode.